mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, dear students, and welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English teaching podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 189. Today, we'll explore one of my favorite celebrations here in the United States, Halloween. The first thing to know about Halloween is that it's steeped in history and folklore. The phrase steeped in history means that something has a deep, rich history or background. Steeped in is a phrase that describes something. It's like saying something is filled with or soaked in a quality. For example, a city steeped in history means the city has a lot of history. In this case, steeped in works like an adjective because it gives more information about the city. Folklore is a set of old beliefs, stories, songs, and habits shared by word of mouth in a community. Anytime you share a story by word of mouth, it's like the story is traveling from person to person. For example, this person tells you a story, then you tell it to someone else, then that someone else tells it to someone else, and so on. Word of mouth. Folklore includes myths, legends, sayings, and ceremonies that show what a group of people value and believe. Folklore can be used to entertain, teach, or keep a community's culture alive. So, the first thing to know about Halloween is that it's steeped in history and folklore. The celebration dates back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Now, the Celts believed on this particular day, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead blurred, allowing spirits to return to Earth. To keep these spirits at bay, listen again, at bay, they would light bonfires and wear costumes. By the way, when you are trying to keep someone at bay, you are trying to keep them away from you. Over time, with influences from other traditions and evolving customs, we have the modern day celebration of Halloween. Teacher, can we say all of this in simpler English? Yes, absolutely we can. Simply put, a long time ago, people called the Celts had a festival named Samhain. They thought that on this day, ghosts could come back to Earth. To keep ghosts away, they lit big fires and wore special clothes, outfits. Later, some other ideas and other changes mixed in, and that's how we got today's Halloween. But why is Halloween such a big deal in the United States? Well, much of its popularity comes from the traditions that European immigrants brought over. As they integrated into American society, these customs evolved, blending with local practices and resulting in the community-centered, child-friendly holiday we know today. Simply put, why do people in the United States love Halloween so much? A lot of the Halloween customs, traditions, came from European people who moved to the US. Over time, these customs mixed with different American customs and became the fun community event for kids and families that we see today. One of the standout features of Halloween is its decorations. As we approach the end of October, houses transform with colorful and imaginative decor, signifying the onset of fall. You'll see pumpkins carved into expressive faces, known as jack-o'-lanterns, placed on porches. And here's a word you should know at this point, unless you are listening to our podcast for the first time. Why am I saying this? Because do you remember podcast episode number 179, which asked the question, why are so many people in love with the fall? That's why I think at this point you should know the word fall. Simply put, one big part of Halloween is the decorations. At the start of October, homes get decorated in bright and fun ways to show it's fall time. You'll see carved pumpkins called jack-o'-lanterns outside houses. By the way, I will post images on Instagram on Monday to show you exactly what a jack-o'-lantern is. Beyond decorations, Halloween is an invitation for everyone to release their creativity. Children and adults alike dress up in various costumes. It's an opportunity to step into the shoes of someone or something different for a day, be it a witch, a superhero, or even a historical figure. And many don't just buy costumes, they actually design and craft their own costumes using a variety of materials. In that sense, Halloween has become like the canvas of creativity. Now, for those with a sweet tooth, Halloween offers a delightful tradition. But what does a sweet tooth mean? It means that you like sweets, you like candy, you like chocolate, anything sugary, really. Children dressed in their costumes go from door to door in their neighborhoods saying the playful phrase, trick or treat, trick or treat. This phrase essentially means, give me a treat, or I might play a trick on you. And more often than not, they're rewarded with candies and sweets. In other words, more often than not, kids do get Halloween candy, of course. In conclusion, Halloween is not just about goblins, ghouls, and apparitions. What does that even mean? Don't worry, I'll tell you tomorrow. So, Halloween is not just about goblins, ghouls, and apparitions. It's a time to come together, share stories, craft, and enjoy in the excitement of imagination and creativity. As we end today's episode, remember to follow Yumi and Words on Instagram. Also, if you want to get access to every podcast episode text so that you can follow along as you listen to the episode, please click the blue link in the episode description. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for your support. I'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, with a brand new podcast episode. And in it, we'll continue our English learning journey by trying to answer this question. What exactly happens on Halloween night? Talk to you tomorrow.